Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mind.
Ooh, at first when you found me, it took me a while to realize why I felt weak. You were
Alrighty, that was Feels Like Heaven with Peter Cetera and Chaka Khan. And welcome today. We're having an amazingly terrific Wild Tuesday. And this is Casey, and we've got Pamela on with us. Jethro may pop in here in a little bit. He called and got a little bit tied up in places. So anyway, we are here and on today. And Pamela, I'm going to have you go ahead and go into how people can find you when you are not on air with us, as well as, yes, your show tonight also. So tell us about
okay.
What's going on.
Okay. The best way to reach me is, and to find out about me and all the different things I do, is my website, PamelaCummins.com. That's CUMMINS.com. You can also get through there through SuccessfulREL.com. I have two websites that go to the same domain. And I even have a free button, and there's some free tarot card reading and free love fortune cookie and, you know, some neat stuff there. And you can find out about my book and, you know, my readings. And also I'm one of the columnists for Bel Esprit. I do the Love Channel column, and I've been taking over for the Dream. What do we call it? In the Dream Time. So I do that column too. So I'm a busy bee. Yeah, busy bee.
We got your book. That's a beautiful cover. It's like it's posted, so you know people who are on in the chat room can you know take a look and see that cover. It's gorgeous. It's like, and it's called.
Thank you. I have to remember the title though.
Tell me the title.
It's Psychic Wisdom on Love and now, see, I can't even think of it. Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. I had a senior moment there. I'm not even a senior citizen. I got some time for that. Oh, my God. that's so funny. I was thinking about the cover, and I have to say the cover, I got somebody had made that. You know, I bought the picture. It's mine. It's $5. I got it, and my father did the cover for my e-book and my paperback book. So I'm very fortunate about that. I just love that picture. In tonight's show, the Love Channel show, and of course I have the number. Where is the number? I want to give them the correct number. The call-in number is 213-943-3434, and you can also find it on Blog Talk. It is the Love Channel show. You have to put it all like that, or you get another show. Go to my website.
The
Love Channel show.
213-943. Yes,
943. Okay. I want to make sure. Oh, wait. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, it's okay.
No,
it's like 646, and it ends with 0200. I was like, but I'm missing the three numbers in between.
No,
I can't remember.
You know what? I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong number. Okay. I am so sorry, people.
Early,
I'm having, you know what? I have my legs crossed. I think I need to ground myself and put them on my feet on the ground. Okay. I'm having Dipsy Doodle moments all over here. Well, it shows that I'm human. Yeah, exactly. Put my feet ground into the earth. It's 646-478-0020. Okay, again, 646-478-0020. You know what? I'm gonna take my little highlighter and put listeners call in number, so I don't do that again.
I'm gonna double check that, because it's like I had the first one I had was 0200, and now I've got 0020. So the real number is, well, the real number, please stand up. So what's those last four? 02. Okay, 646-478-0020. 0020. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, okay.
Now I got it.
And again, it's the Love Channel show. It's at 8 p.m., and I'm really excited. And, you know, if you could do like a little hold off the rain and thunder, I see, and, you know, it's funny, I said that and the sun peeked out here. I always get so nervous that the electric's going to go out, because I'm having a really special guest. Her name is Jody Ambrose, and She has this, I mean, her blog is just hysterical. I mean, and, you know, she has a potty mouth, you know, so I did, you know, I did ask her to kind of tone it down a little bit for the show because it's also listened to at 1 o'clock. And, yeah, and it's on the Hazy. No, if it was mature audience only, but it also goes on the Hazy radio station on Thursday at 1 p.m. Okay. So, you know, just in case any kids are listening to it. And she's got, she's just, we just have so much fun. And this is just me leaving comments on her blog and Twittering. Cool. And, you know, I've read a couple of her books. So we're just probably, you know, talk about Psychics Gone Wild. It's going to be like the Love Channel going wild tonight, too, because she's very knowledgeable, but she is so funny. She's just got the greatest sense of humor, but she's very human. And her husband is gorgeous. Oh my God, she's put a picture of him in the blog, and I said, "Oh my God, is that your husband? He could be like in a Thor movie. I mean, he's gorgeous. He looks like he would make the greatest Thor, you know, and it is." In fact, on one of her book covers, he's actually there, like, you know, painting her toenails. I mean, that's just the type of, you know, humor they have. Oh, yeah. So,
cool.
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to have
fun. Oh, my
goodness.
Sounds like, you know, and for once, it's like tonight, I might actually get to listen in because for once, my daughter's softball practice, it's not until 7 o'clock my time. You know, it's like, you know, your 8 o'clock your time is 6 o'clock my time. So it's like, yeah. I will get to actually hear some of this tonight. Yay.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I do ask that if you call in, please, you know, I don't plan on doing readings. I would prefer that Jody takes the call. I mean, because she is the guest. You know, it's only, you know, and she's not a psychic. She's not. Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, she's not a psychic. Okay. She's a writer. She writes about relationships, love relationships. She has a column in a magazine, where men's magazine, where she gives like sexual advice. Okay, I told you she has it's a little bit of a potty mouth. Okay, so men love her, and she also has a cookbook because she's the reluctant cook, but her husband Grant, you know, is a really good cook. So they have like cook recipes he does, and then fast recipes she does. You know, because she doesn't like to cook. Which, I can relate to. You know, but the worst cook in the world is my boyfriend. He will open up a can of soup and eat it from the can. Okay, so, you know.
Okay. Condemned otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know what? Stick it in the microwave or in a pot. It only takes a couple minutes. My God. You know, don't be that lazy. So.
No, you know, it's not lazy. I'm convinced. It's like it's an engineering mind. It really is. It's like they totally think differently than the rest of the population do. They really do. They just have
that
totally
is true. That is definitely true. So, yes.
Oh, golly. All right. Well, let's see. Since we did figure out moments before the show that it's not Mercury retrograde yet, but what it is we figured out that Mercury does not go retrograde, thank you, God, until June 26th, you know, we looked that up. But Neptune has gone retrograde, and it went there June 7th. And it's going to hang in there until November 13th. Isn't that exciting?
Can you tell, what does Neptune do? What's going to happen? What
is
that?
It's like Neptune is like the planet of dreams. It can be the planet of dreams. It can also be the planet of illusions, you know. And it's like one of the funniest comments I ever heard on it was like, you know, when you're under a Neptunian influence, make sure you don't get the rose colored glasses on and then have a relationship. And when you take them off, you have a nightmare, you know. So I'm like, okay. That kind of illusion, it can be, you know, it's like the positive things are, it's a very psychic influence. It's a very, really talk about, you know, upping energies, but on the reverse, it's like when it's reversed, it's like it does the reverse. So it's like, you know, your psychic energies can go like haywire, like crosswire, like, you know, whatever. So it's like, oh, good. Just what I need was a reverse polarity in my psychicness. I appreciate that.
That's why I'm a dipsy doodle. Okay,
yeah, think across the car wires on your battery, okay? It's like, what if you put the red on the black and the black on the red? It's like you have this arc lightning show that destroys your batteries, so just be careful. Yes, dipsy doodle, you're right, ground a lot. Yeah. So like I said, that's going to be, you know, kind of affecting us and whatever through November. So it's okay, you know. We got a week to go. Oh my goodness, it's happening. It's like, that's what's been happening. So I'm like, oh, you know, what is that? I'm sitting here going, what is today? Today's 18th, isn't it? So it's been there for about 11 days with us. And it's like, think back to last, you know, 11 days, and it's like, what happened? What's been happening the last 11 days? It's like, to continue, okay?
But I have a question,
yes,
Kelly, okay, because if it's a sign of illusions and it's upside down, okay, it's reversed,
right,
could that mean also that illusions are exposed? Like, let's say you're in a love relationship. Yeah, if you're in a love relationship and you think, you know, I call it la-la land every relationship at the beginning. La-la-la-la-la, they're so wonderful, and he's my soulmate, and we're meant to be together. And, oh, it's so cute when he, like, you know, gurgled his soda. You know, and 6 months later, he's gurgling his soda, you know. So that, you know, so then, you know, the rose-colored glasses, I guess, come off. I'm sorry. But that is what it's like in the beginning, you know.
I'm laughing because I'm agreeing. It's like, oh my goodness, it sure is. It's like, yes, think of, you know.
And my guides gave me a song, a really old song, you know. Why do fools fall in love? Do birds? You know, it's like from the 50s,
right,
I guess.
Oh, yeah. 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 Wow. Oh, that's funny. I can hear that one. It's like I had older brothers.
Yeah.
That's funny. Right, exactly.
I loved the 50 music when I was a kid. Do you remember American Graffiti, that movie? I was a kid when that came out, and I just loved that movie. You know, that's what got me
Bobby
in the Sox. 50s. Yeah.
Cadillac, Earth, Olive, yeah. Anyway, so the positive thing, though, is Mercury does not go retrograde until the 26th, so we can maybe get geared up for this and go, okay, we're going to insulate our electronics, we're going to watch out for things and make sure that our electronics and our computers are at the least, you know, whatever, because Mercury is going to affect, we've all seen that, negatively affects the communication series. So while we're having this la-la with Neptune, Mercury's going to come in and go, ha-ha-ha. We're going to get a double whammy.
You know, I just don't like that Mercury planet when it goes in retrograde. You know, I really don't. I've never said, oh, good, Mercury's in retrograde. I'm so excited. It's more like, oh, thank God, it's out.
Thank God we're going forward again. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I found things like that. You know, it's like, it's silly stuff. It's, you know, sometimes it's like it messes up in the business world and corporate world. It can mess up contracts. It can mess up, you know, the way you dot your I's and cross your T's, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like somebody pointed out to me, you mean the way you dot your T's and cross your I's? I'm like, yeah, that, you know. It's about what it does, and it can really cause, you know, for businesses, can cause mess ups, you know, but it just causes havoc with all kinds of communication, you know, whether it's romantic, whether it's, you know, parent to child, whether it's, you know, boss to employer, you know, employer to employees, you know, whatever. It's like, it's just a time of make sure you said what you, you know, that you heard what I really said, you know, type of thing, because it can also, you know, the person might have said it correctly, and you hear it backwards. I mean, it's almost like having dyslexia. It really is. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Communication skills are needed, people. So listen carefully and speak carefully. And also, you know, as you said, it's not really a good time to sign contracts or, like, get major car repairs or major surgery. One time Murphy was in retrograde, and I'm like, but my car really needs an oil change, you know. And I said it to this woman who was psychic, and she's like, that's okay. You can get an oil change. I said, okay, good. But, you know, don't get, like, your transmission fixed or, you know, changed or whatever.
Something serious. The nice thing about Mercury, though, is it doesn't stay long. I mean, it's only literally about 3 weeks in retrograde because it goes in on June 26th and it's out by July 20th. So it's less than a month. It's, you know, it's only about three weeks. So it's like we have 3 weeks of chaos, and it's like then we go back to normal, whatever normal.
Yeah,
maybe.
But think about it. It's going to be happening when all the fireworks are going off. You know?
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
So people don't get too close to where they're blowing off fireworks, you know? Keep your distance.
Keep your distance and take photos.
Seriously. July is always a funky month for me anyhow, business-wise. It's weird. It's either July is jammed and August is light, or July is dead and August is jammed. And I never know which is which. Yeah.
I'll be darned. That's interesting. Yeah. That is, you know, it's like it would be really interesting to tie that to, you know, to your Mercury and see where that's at. Anyway, we got some callers here. We got people who have been waiting to talk to you all week.
Sorry, we've been going on and on. We've been having a good time here.
I know. Oh, we got extra time today because today is 90 minutes, but it's like, you know, I'm going to attempt to do some card readings and stuff, you know, a little later on. But for right now, it's like,
oh, good.
Pamela,
so you're going to be doing those for you'll be doing those for half an hour then?
Yeah, for the last, you know, whatever stuff. All righty.
Okay.
Area code 805, you are on live. Let's see, and I think they're either muted, if it's not quite muted, it's like I can hear them in the background, but I can't quite tell if they're
I was wondering if that was your kid.
No, that's our caller. Okay, you know what, I'm going to put 805 back in queue. And we'll come back to them. You know, it's really weird because we've done this for a couple times now. It's like, you know, our very first caller, it's like, I don't know what happens. It's like we've either had arguments, we've had something. It's like, okay, all righty, let's go to area code 858. 858, you are on.
Hello, how are you ladies?
Good, good. We're silly today, but what is your name?
Oh, my name is Shauna.
Sana, and what question do you have for me?
It's a relationship question. I've been dating a man for quite a while, and I was wondering, where do you see this relationship going?
Okay.
There will be a commitment, he will be more. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just keep on feeling like you want to move forward, like move up. I'm seeing like a big apartment building, okay, and I'm hearing the Jefferson song, Moving On Up, and it's like, you know, you want to get to the top. You want to move forward, and then I'm seeing him, and, you know, and he's being dragged, and his feet, you know, he's got his heels up in the air, and he's, you know, he's dragging, okay?
Oh, I would say opposite. I'm sorry. He brought this subject. He didn't say directly, but he brought the subject of possibilities, how I feel about moving in together. But
okay,
I had family emergency, and I told him I'm not ready at this time. I just need weeks, maybe a month. But and then I don't know after that, I even haven't seen him. So
okay.
I don't know.
Right.
What do you feel like? Is he...
All right, okay. And again, I could have swung it around, okay? But the one thing I did get before you told me that is you need to sit down and really talk about it, okay?
Well, he's not communicative. After we discussed this and he found that I'm not kind of not ready right now, this month, this week, he's not communicative, so I don't know, is he moving away from me? Did he decide that?
I'm getting that his ego is hurt, okay? He feels hurt. He's, you know, feeling injured right now, so he's taking a little time out. And this is the words that I heard. You know, it's not that I don't love you. I just needed to figure something out in my own life, you know, and I would, you know, and we need to talk about this, and I would like to move forward because I feel like that you two could, you know, I'm seeing you sitting on the couch holding hands, you know, legs crossed over each other, having a good time, all right? So it does feel that you two are supposed to be in a relationship and moving forward, okay? It's just going to take a little time, and I'm seeing little obstacles in the way, okay? So, again, you know, as we were saying earlier with the communication, speak honestly, speak clearly.
Oh, he knows everything, but he sent me an email yesterday saying that life, something moves on, and we move on with life, something like that, just two lines. So as I understand,
I'm not getting that.
Okay,
I'm not getting that he's moved on. Okay, and that might be the image why that I got earlier could be, you know, also symbolic for him dragging his feet and he's not moving on. Okay. No,
maybe, you know, he was not direct that he wants to move in. He was just talked about how I
and
feel
again,
and
I'm
what
getting,
do I want and what are my
right.
plans for future. But he, I didn't get a direct question, so
right.
he even
and,
didn't
and
say
two,
anything.
And again, you two need to sit down and talk, because I do feel that this relationship has a nice possibility of moving forward, okay? So I hope that helps.
So even if there will be a delay for 1-2 months, because I sent him a
ma'am,
excuse
me,
long,
I'm
okay.
sorry,
I'm,
but
okay.
I have other callers. I can only
okay.
do one call at
okay,
a time.
Not a
okay,
not a problem.
I need to be fair to everybody, okay?
Sure.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay,
all
Kelly.
Right.
Yes. I just want to say, if anyone's planning on calling on in, any callers, it's one question. It's fair to
right.
everybody else, and it's also fair to me. You know, I thought earlier today the image that came to me where I go shopping, Harris Teeter, they'll give you little samples of like apples
right.
or deli meat or cookie or whatever, but they're not going to give you the whole cookie or the apple, and it's the
right.
same thing with the readings, okay? You know, and it's not to
exactly.
mean, but you know, hey, I need, when I go to the grocery store to buy my apples and, you know, and cookies or whatever, I need money to buy that. They won't give it to me for nothing. So
this is true. Also paying the rent
yeah.
and the electricity bill mm. and your internet and all the good stuff. It's like, oh, yeah. they
yeah, internet.
Trade.
yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yes, it's like, I'm gonna borrow your phrase there. It's like this is something that you started, and it's like I've actually some of the other places and spaces that I've hosted here on our show, is just that, you know, the thing about it is like, guys, you know, when the psychic person is on air, and there's so much going on, because we have had you know, lots of energy, lots of actually, you know, hits, you know, come through Blog Talk, you know, that kind of stuff, and it makes it more difficult for a person. You know, who, I mean, this is why we know we have really good gifted people here, because, you know, they're able to get on the air and do you a really, you know, a good reading, you know, a small one. But the real benefit comes is when you buy a reading, go to the site, buy a reading from them, because you're buying their time. You know, you're buying their personal time. And when they have a reading with you one-on-one, it's like they are able to focus on you. And it's like, and there's not all this other stuff coming in. So it's like, it is really worth your while, you know, and theirs. And, you know, it's a lot better for both of you. It's a lot better for the reader and for the client, you know, for you guys to, you know, get some of that personal one-on-one time. And Tamla is awesome with her specials. And I was like, I'll have you tell, you know, what some of your specials are, because I know you get like $10 off first time clients. So, like, and I'm not sure. I know you run
right.
specials like every week or something, you know. So
right. Yeah. Well, not necessarily every week. I don't have any specials going on right now, because all of May, I, you know, 4 weeks I did a special every week, so I pop them here and there, you know, but I always give $10 off. You know, I'm actually thinking of doing maybe reading packages, like of three, and giving a certain amount off on that, so, you know.
Cool.
I'm always creating and always thinking.
Nice. Very nice. That's a good idea. I really like that. All righty. Well, we're going to try our first caller here again, area code 805, and see if they're ready to come on live with us.
Hi, yes, my name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Hi.
Yeah, I have a love question.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, I called my elderly friend back east in Massachusetts. I live in California, and a man answered the phone, and we talked for a little bit. Then I called again because I check up on my friend, and he apparently goes over there once a week and checks on him as well. And we really hit it off, and we talked about travels, and my elderly friend has been trying to get us together for a couple of years, I think, but we just never, none of us did anything. And he is single. He's a widower, and he travels, and I travel. And I don't know, after the conversation, he told my elderly friend, our elderly friend, that he had a really good connection with me. So the elderly friend gave him my phone number, and then the elderly friend gave me his number. And neither one of us has called each other, but then again, we know that I call on a Saturday, and he's there visiting him, so I skipped one Saturday, and I'll call next Saturday. His name is Jack, and I wanted to
I'm just getting meet him. It feels good. It feels balanced. It feels like you have a lot in common, and I'm feeling like thunder and lightning, and I'm hearing the song, it's witchcraft. Okay, so it feels like a magical connection, and I'm just getting that, you know, you need to connect. You need to meet him, okay?
Yeah, I plan on going out there to visit my friend in August.
Yeah, it just feels like a really good connection, and it feels like, you know, it will continue to grow, and it's really weird. I'm seeing, you know, the Wizard of Oz, you know, when they're following the Yellow Brick Road, and basically that's what you have to do, but I'm getting to trust it, and again, it just feels really good. Now I'm getting all these old things from an old movie. This could be the start of a beautiful friendship or relationship, however it goes, okay? So I'm just getting to go for it because you do have a strong connection, a lot in common, and, you know, I'm hearing Natalie Cole, this could be an everlasting love. So you definitely need to meet him, okay?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Do you think he's going to – so I'll just call over at the house. I think we're both kind of a little nervous about it, so I'll call the house to talk to my elderly friend, and he'll pick up the phone, and we'll go from there, I guess.
And it's funny. I'm seeing an old spiritual advisor of mine, and one of the things she used to say to me is, whatever makes you feel comfortable. So if that's what makes you feel comfortable, do that. But I feel that there will be more phone calls, okay?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
And call back and let us know how it goes. It's like we're always interested in stuff like this. This is really cool.
Yeah. Everybody wants to always hear how the romance is going.
I know.
Especially women. We're so bad like that, you know?
And what's really funny is, like, it seems that, you know, chronological age has very little to do with this because, you know,
right. This
is like, you know, you get into a new relationship, it's like you feel like a teenager all over again. It's like, you know, that awkward, it's like, am I going to step on his toes when we dance, you know?
Right. And, you know, for some reason I feel like I need to say this, so I'm going to say it. You know, if somebody is especially a woman, you know, but if somebody you know is saying, ask, well, have you met anybody? So, are you dating anybody? That's the worst thing for somebody who's single and they haven't met anyone and they haven't dated anyone, you know? That's one of the worst questions. Don't worry. If they have, they're going to tell you. You know, I had
right,
this one woman,
exactly.
You know, who used to do that to me all the time. And finally, I said to her, you know, it's okay that I'm single. I don't want to get in the relationship with the wrong person. I'm willing to wait. You know, and I just haven't met them yet, you know, because
right.
I got sick of it every time I saw this woman. So I'm sorry. It's a pet peeve of mine. I'm, you know, I have a boyfriend now, but boy, that's a hard one for singles.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of people anymore is like, well, don't you want to get married? Don't you want to, you know, whatever? And it's like, so I've got two kids I'm raising because I'm a single parent. I'm going, I don't have enough time to add another relationship in my life right now. I really don't, seriously. You know, it's like someday my prince will come, you know, whatever. But it's like, I'm not sure that I'm going to have two kids in the house when he does.
And it's funny, I'm hearing a song by Fleetwood Mac, well, I need a sugar daddy. So maybe if a sugar daddy came along, Kelly, you might think about it.
Oh, God. I remember those. They were really good candy. It was a really, as a caramelized thing on a stick. I liked it.
You know, I forgot that was a candy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're right, it was. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
That
so,
date, she doesn't.
But we need to find those and throw them on the stage at a Fleetwood Mac concert when they sing that song, you know?
Oh, God, that would be hilarious.
That would.
Yeah, I should have told Jesse that. He and Kate just went until I went to that Fleetwood Mac. It's like if they'd have done that, they could have taken sugar daddies and, you know, gone down and thrown them on the stage for them.
There you go, you know? That would have. As long as they didn't get hit by it, you know?
Yeah, right. It's like, hey, they're throwing candy at us. Quit. Oh, goodness. We got another caller here. Area code 720. 720, you are online.
Hi, Kelly. This is Avatar Star. Hi. Hello to your guests.
Oh, hello.
What's your name?
Yeah, we got Pamela with us today.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Doing very well. And how can I help you today?
Well, I don't know what kind of show you're doing today.
We answer one question.
Okay. So I have a question about relocation.
Okay.
Relocation.
Well, I'm getting, is there something specific you want to know in that relocation? Because I'm getting to do it.
You're getting
definitely
what?
Do it. To do it, you know, to relocate. But what was the specific question?
The question is that I relocated and I just moved to, with my son to a place, and I'm looking to move from here.
Okay.
Oh, and you get out of Colorado totally or out of Denver?
No, in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to do it, and it's funny where I heard where the, I don't know where you are now, okay, but where I heard where the air is fresh and clean, okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting, and I'm just getting to do it, you know. They're not saying where, how, or when. I'm just getting to do it, and I'm just seeing a check mark. So, you know, it just feels like it would be good for you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, do it. I mean, you know. What I am seeing is, and, you know, this could be symbolic or it could be, but I'm seeing like a house, and it looks like a bluish gray color. And it's weird because it had a porch, and then the porch went, like, screened in. So it feels like a nice place. And, again, I'm hearing where the air is fresh and clean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously, you know, has some – I've never been to Colorado, but I'm feeling like some grass, some trees, you know, some nature is a good way of putting
mm-hmm.
it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you feel like what you need, okay? That's what it feels like. And I'm also getting, you know, where you can make a snowman. So it obviously has a yard. Okay, so
cool.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know,
okay.
Goodness.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to ask your nosy question. It's like, so are you going to stay on the Front Range? Or are you thinking of, going to the mountains on the more? I'm trying to think east west. Are you going to go over the range? You know, on the western side, or are you going to stay on the eastern slope?
Well, I put in an application for, this building here, but I had also put in an application a year ago in August. It is near, close to the mountains, yeah. And so, I think that's probably going to be coming through probably later on this year.
Yeah.
Because they're building, I don't know the place that she's seeing.
It doesn't feel like it's on a mountain, okay, because the land looks flat to me. It doesn't mean that it's not near mountains, okay?
Yeah, it's near. Yeah, that whole area, you can just see the mountains all around you. So
okay,
beautiful.
But but what I'm saying, it wasn't like you were living on a mountain. The land was flat.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. They're just saying, they're ending with this, is just trust your intuition, okay? Just trust
yes.
your intuition, because I'm getting
yes.
you have good intuition, you know, so just right. trust it.
Okay? Yes, I do. I'm trusting it more and more each day.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
important.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, thanks
All
for
right.
calling.
Thank you for calling in. Let us know how that move goes. It's like summer is a good time to be out of Denver because it gets that area gets really hot. I mean, they get cold in the winter and they get really hot in the summer. And it's like because all that concrete, and 2 million people there in the greater area, and it's like
I don't know why. I always thought of Denver as more like not really a city, but more suburban. I've never been to Colorado. So that's funny.
Oh.
So it's more like a city then?
Down the Front Range. Oh, yeah. Golly, Denver is huge. I mean, it's the capital of Colorado. It's like, yeah, there's like 2 million people there. It's very, I mean, it's got,
wow.
It's really funny. Yeah, it's really funny because, I mean, it's you know, like the big cities, it's a conglomeration of a bunch of little towns that have grown into each other. I mean, there's like Denver and Littleton and Lakewood and Arvada and Aurora, and it's like, you know, there's several cities that are within what's called, you know, quote, the greater Denver area. So it's like, and there's places, I mean, they've laid it out wonderfully. I mean, there's parks, there's bikeways that can, you know, you can go for miles, you know, like down by the rivers and that kind of stuff. But it's also it's got, you know, downtown areas, like cause the high rise stuff. So really, it's got a variety, it's got a lot of diversity. I mean, it's really, there's a lot of stuff there.
then that's why I didn't see it as, like, you know, like New York City.
The
majority of it, especially Manhattan, is, you know, concrete. You have your parks and, you know, on the outskirts of the city there are houses and little neighborhoods and stuff. But that's, I never thought of, like, Denver as that. I always saw green around it, so that's okay.
It is. Generically it is. I mean, there's, and if you travel out a little ways, I mean, there's, like, Colorado Springs is down from it. And I mean, and when you get out of the cities, you know, it's like, I mean, there's, like, trying to think, it's about 60 miles, 60 minutes to Colorado Springs. And it's a lot of open country, you know. It's like, I mean, it's still, you know, you go out there and you see mountains and sagebrush, you know, and it's like, it's just, you know, there's open country and there's ranches and there's farms and there's, you know, well, not a lot of farming, but it's like ranches and they run cattle and run horses and sheep and, you know, whatever. So it's like, yeah, so it's really cool. I mean, it's like, yeah, I didn't realize you've ever been out this way. It's like, maybe you should come out and visit.
Yeah, I've been to Arizona 3 times, but no, never really. I'm an East Coast girl, and I've been, you know, a little bit. But mostly I've traveled up and down the East Coast and Arizona and I guess Chicago, you know, Illinois and Michigan. There's a lot. And I was born in Iowa City, Iowa, but I don't remember it.
Wow.
I moved out of there when I was, like, 2. Yeah, my dad was going to school.
Wow. Nice. All right, so you started out in Iowa farm girl, huh?
Yeah. The only thing is I would like to go back to Iowa City just to see where I was born. You know, that would be interesting. One of these days I'll have to travel all the states. That would be pretty neat.
Yeah, it would. It would indeed. All right, we have a Skype caller here, and it's like, looks like somebody's interested in anthropology, and it looks like the name is Gabby.
Hi,
how are you?
It's
really good.
Hello.
We have
Hello.
Everyone today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. And it's Gabby?
Yes, it's Gabby.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Gabby?
Well, I just have decided to end this relationship, and I just was wondering if you have any messages on what am I supposed to learn and do out of this.
It's really weird because I'm getting that justice is done, okay? Mm-hmm. I feel like the slate is clean, okay? And I also heard Don Henley sing forgiveness, okay? So, you know, forgive yourself, forgive him, and sometimes that is a process. And it's really weird because I'm seeing, like, it's almost like a piece of paper and a pen and circles, and it just, what I'm feeling is, like, take the lessons that you learn from this, okay? Because, you know, all right, it took a while for the song to come in, but I'm hearing there ain't no good guys, there ain't no bad guys, it's just me and you, and we just disagree, okay?
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling. And honestly, I feel like you need to give yourself, like, 6 months, okay, 6 months. I'm not saying never go out on a date, but 6 months until you really, you know, go back out in the field. They're showing me a woman sitting in the bathtub.
About,
you know,
the time Neptune goes retrograde, how about, you know, November? Think about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, and that's funny. I'm just getting, you need some you time, you know, looking this over, you know, and I do feel like the relationship is over, okay?
Yeah.
Although I'm hearing I'm down on bended knees, so it feels like, you know, your ex may want to come back. But I'm just getting you doing everything right. Just take some you time out.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm hearing a coach do, you know, the whistle and telling a player to go sit on the bench, okay? So, you know, so sit on the bench and you don't have to sulk, you know? I mean, whatever feelings you have, let it come out. And again, I'm just seeing, like, the pieces of paper, it almost feels like homework, you know, like almost like a, you know, maybe a journal or like writing a paper about it, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel like you learned a lot from it.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so it's all, and I am getting that, you know, 6 months to a year,
yes,
year and a half. They're not giving me
enough.
It feels like, I'm sorry?
I said I'm not in a hurry at all. I just want to confirm. Yeah,
but again, I do feel another love coming. Again, 6 months to a year and a half, there will be somebody else. And you know what? They're saying it's going to be a higher level because you went through this. Okay? So,
wonderful.
Yeah. It's all good. You're on the right path.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bless you.
All right. No, thank you. Thank
you
for calling.
Thank you. Call back in, Elizabeth. Always.
Yeah. And I just want to give her credit, you know, for taking the time for herself, because there's so many people, you know, a lot of men do this, but women do it too. They relationship hop from one to another, and you don't give yourself time to process the relationship, the red flags, what did you do wrong, what did that do wrong, what did you learn from it, you know, and sometimes, you know, I have to be honest with you, there were a lot of times where I was happier being single than in a relationship, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, that says a lot about the relationships I were in, you know?
Yeah. Better be single than to be in a relationship that's not good for you, you know?
Right.
I've been out of relationships so long now, I'm kind of going, you know, yeah. Relationships are a lot of work. They just are.
Yes, they are.
It's just because my kids, you know, whatever, my kids are a lot of work right now. I'm going, man, I don't know if I can take on another one right now.
Again, you might find somebody who will want to help you, you know, with your children. And, of course, that's a whole other thing because, you know, you might not like the way they respond to your children, or they might respond to your children really well. So.
Remember that manifesting bit? It's like, I've been manifesting. I'm going, you know, I know there's someone out, you know, on the planet somewhere. You know, there's 6 billion people out here. There's got to be one person on this planet somewhere. But yeah, some of those things I've called in are like, you know, I want somebody who's going to parent similarly or back off and go, the reins are yours. And it's like, it's not going to try to, I'm going to step in and fix these kids. It's like, no, my kids don't need fixing. They need guidance. They're their own individuals, and I've raised them very much as individuals. And it's like, this is why my older three were very much, I mean, you know, as soon as they were done with high school, they pretty much all moved out. They were ready. They were just like, you know, going, we can't wait. You know, it's like, I mean, the one, I had to sign for him to join the military because he's only 17. It's like, you know, he was, you know, a June birthday. It's like, I'm going to sign, Mom, or, you know, or this. Okay, fine. You know, and the next one that went along, he's done. The day after he graduated, he had all his bags packed. I mean, he had a car, you know, for graduation. It was, you know, paid for and all that good stuff. He, there was a story behind that because I went and helped him get the loan. And for the last 2 years of his high school, he paid for his own car. He got a job. He was very responsible. It's like, you know, I helped him out a little bit with insurance and gas every now and then. But for the most part, he got a job. He was going to school, you know, in high school with the job, paid for his own car. It was paid for by the time he got out of high school. And it's like he packed his bags. And he says, I've got a summertime job working, you know, with so-and-so. And it's like, I'm going to go do, you know, whipping painting and whatever. I was like, you know, it's like, okay. He was gone. It's like, you know, so they were all ready, you know, to leave the nest. And like my daughter was the one that hung around, I'll say, the most. It's like, I think I had her around like maybe a month and a half or 2 months after she graduated. And she says, well, I really want to move, you know, down here. And it's like, okay. And we ended up, we just moved the whole household. It's like, you know, and then she, from there, she moved. It was closer to the grandparents. So it's like, and then, you know, she moved on from there. But, yeah, she was the one that took the longest to move out after graduation. But it's like they've all been, you know, done well, very independent, very, you know, whatever. I'm going, I did something right with them. Thank you, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because think about, you know? Yeah, because think about those parents. You know, their kids are still living with them, you know.
Exactly. We looked at that and I said, you guys, unless you're, you know, really doing something, whatever, it's like, please, you know, they go, Mom, we don't ever want to live with you again. I was like going, okay, that's fine. Can I come visit? I'll come visit your house.
Yeah. I moved out when I was 19. 19 is when I moved out. Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's ready. Yep. Exactly. Okay, and we have another caller here. Who's been patient with us, and this is area code 718. 718, you are on.
Hello, ladies, how are you?
Good. And who's calling, please?
This is Ashir. How are you, Pamela?
Good. I'm sorry, what is the name?
Ashir, A-S-H-I-R.
Okay. And how can I help you today, Ashia?
I spoke to you about a year ago or so, last year. I don't know if it's exactly a year, regarding my love life. And you told me certain things, and I'm just curious if you're still picking up on the same things or things have changed.
Oh, I have no idea.
Should I tell you or just wait?
No, well, I'm going to be blunt. Are you with somebody right now?
No.
Okay, you're single, okay? Why am I seeing, okay, all right, this is what I'm getting. I'm seeing a deck of cards, okay, and you're playing, and I'm hearing the Gambler song by Kenny Rogers, all right? And what that means to me, you need to be in the game, the dating game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do see a lot of choices, but there is one woman that stands out. I don't know what your nationality is, okay, but what she looks like to me is like, I want to say, because I'm seeing veils all around her, it feels like Mandarin, Turkey, I'm not really sure, okay.
Say it again, because you book up a little bit. What do you say?
Okay, she looks, she has veils, like the veil kind of Middle Eastern
mm-hmm.
Kind of clothing, and that's what I see around her, okay? There's like an innocence with her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, it's funny because I saw a woman's business suit, okay? And that, she has traditional but modern women, and it feels like, I'm feeling family around her, and I'm not sure if that's your family with her or she has, like, children. That's what I'm feeling around her, children. Like, she would be a very good mother, okay? You know? And I'm just feeling that's going to come in very soon. You just need to be out in the field, I feel marriage for you, okay? It feels like to me you would want a woman who's more, traditional, but also kind of modernized, and that's what she feels like to me.
Yeah, that's
okay,
exactly
it feels like
what
it feels like it's a combination, And they're just saying, "Believe and you shall receive." Again, they're so funny. I saw a gazebo looking thing, and then as I was looking at that, I heard the song "Going to the Chapel" and we're going to get married. So I feel marriage for you. They're just saying, "Be patient," and I feel, if you don't have children, it feels like children. You will have children, okay? And they're saying, I do feel like a son to carry on the name. I don't know why I feel that's, like, really important for you. It's like tradition, to keep the family name going, okay? That's how I'm getting it.
Yeah. What you told me last time, which is in a way you picked up on it again, you told me I'm going to have a few choices, more than one choices, and you just...
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Then and that's kind of the same thing that I'm getting, but
yeah, that's what
I'm
said earlier. You said something about some people, different people, something of that nature that I picked up on too.
Yeah, but she zoomed in again. She has tradition and she has modern values too. I want to say, she has. Maybe it's, another country's values, but she's also Americanized, too, might be a good way of putting it.
Well,
okay?
That's exactly the way I am. And I hope it's somebody who's business-oriented.
Yeah, well, she wore a business suit, so obviously, obviously she works, too, but she has that traditional, again, I don't know what your nationality is, but it the veils, the veils.
Yeah,
I'm
African American. Yeah, I know what you're
okay,
talking
well,
about.
I'm, all right. Well, she was definitely not African American.
Yeah.
No. So I hope that's okay with you. But she's beautiful.
No, I was told in the past that I'm going to be in an interracial relationship anyway. So I'm
okay.
Not surprised that you pick up on that. But
okay,
I was told more like Latin, so I'm not sure, maybe people.
Okay, well, I'm seeing it as veils, but, dark hair, dark skin,
yeah.
That's how I'm seeing it, more like Middle Eastern, so who knows.
Okay, which is too close enough, which is,
Exactly. So that just confirms it. You just need to be patient. We want everything now, but, they're saying a butterfly, it has to go through the cocoon, and if you poke it, the butterfly, you know, obviously is going to die, but if you let it sit there and cocoon, you know, it's going to become a beautiful butterfly, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah, I've been doing, you know, as I told you, I spoke to you last year, so I've been...
Yeah, patient. I know. You've obviously been patient. I know.
But
there,
do you see me dating other people, obviously, also, right, before that relationship?
Well, that's the card game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the card game, yes, so you will be. Okay?
Sounds very good. Right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and call us back when you meet her. Or call,
yeah,
you know,
I will. I mean, I'm just keeping up. I mean, I definitely will after you just told me exactly what you told me almost a year ago. So
that's funny.
Wow.
Again, that was a year ago. Come on. I don't have memory.
Just the idea that you're still on point. I was trying to see if you're still picking up the same thing, and you did. So
yeah, that's funny.
Time is all different on the other side, so it's like we don't always have a handle on time, but it's like you're angel too, so yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Before
I go, what do you mean by soon? Are you talking about this summer?
I don't know. I was just about. It was so funny because what I was just about to say is some of my clients and even I, you know, because with me, I would always hear soon. He's coming soon, and it's like, well, what does soon mean? You know, like soon is like a four-letter words. So, honestly, they're just saying enjoy the process. I don't know, quite honestly. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Call us back. All right. I have a question I'm going to fit in here. This was specifically for you. And apparently it was last Saturday. This is the question as to, you know, did you see these? And because it was over the, I'm trying to find this back here. Over the, let her know that there were many ships flying over the Atlantic Beach Bridge last Saturday around 8:30. Okay, this is kind of a comment. It's like it doesn't involve a love or relationship. I just said from their deck they could see the bridge very easily. And they weren't sure. Let's see where to go here. Looking for this. I just wondered if you saw them also. And they apparently asked specifically, you know, for someone. He was asking for them to show up. One in particular did. It glowed red. It disappeared. Showed up on the other side. Then it changed to white and it was gone. So I don't know. Did you see any interesting phenomena in the sky last Saturday at 8:30?
No. You know, quite honestly, Chris and I, at that point, he was working. He got me a Windows 7 computer. I am on XP right now, so I'm going back and forth. Yeah, so I think he had just about finished, wrapping that up. So, no, I did not see that. I would have loved to, you know, because I'm not that far from that bridge.
Right.
Yeah, I wish. I had seen it.
Call her. No.
Honestly, when I'm with Chris on Saturdays, I won't pick up the phone because we don't get a lot of time alone.
Yeah,
if we ever move in together, it'll be like, oh, Saturday, okay, hon, I see you every day, bye. You know, no, I'm kidding, but no, we'll probably want to spend Saturdays together, but no, I didn't.
Wow, okay.
I would have loved to have seen
that. Now we all of a sudden got what I call the last minute dinner rush here. It's like we had three people call in. It's like they hold it. Yeah, golly, my.
Okay, well, how about this? How about if I take? How about because you said you were going to do the destiny cards? How about if I take one and then I will let you, you know, do the destiny cards because they are calling in last minute. So, you know, something is better than nothing. You know, it's true, you know. A guy used to say to me, you know, when it came to business, a half a loaf of bread is better
than
no loaf of bread.
Half a loaf is better than none. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there you go. Okay, one who's been waiting longest here is area code 856. 856, you want to talk to Pamela today?
Hi, how are you?
Good, hi. And who are we speaking to, please?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Right.
Okay, because I'm used to rosemary, so that's pretty rosemary, yeah.
Used to both, pretty much. whatever you guys pick up in a good energy, like friendship around or job, whatever you can pick up with good energy.
Okay, well, you know what I'm hearing is I'm actually hearing money, 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 okay? That's what
mm-hmm.
I'm getting. And, you know, and so this is where they want to go. And I'm seeing money pouring down from the sky, and I'm hearing heaven sent, okay? So that feels like that's what's coming first for you, okay? I'm hearing business proposition. That's how they're putting it. And it's weird because it feels like casual, but at the same time, very businesslike. I have no idea what that means, okay? But it feels good, and I'm getting it is what you are looking for. They're funny. They're saying it pays the rent and more, okay? And, again, it just feels like a business connection brings you this. I'm not sure if you – I'm really not sure what I'm talking about, so I'm just going to give it to you.
It feels like
a business connection. I'm seeing like business suits, and I'm seeing people shaking hands. So that could mean, you know, if you're invited to a meeting or, you know, some kind of business function to go. All right.
You mean like, you know? Meaning like somebody, a business that, how do I word it? Somebody that has their own business or like a company, like a large company.
It doesn't feel large. It doesn't feel large, okay? It doesn't. They're really funny. I have no idea what this means, but they said homeschool, okay? So it feels, you know, it doesn't feel like a regular. When I think of homeschool, I don't think of a like regular school institution. It feels like it's something smaller, but obviously, you know, when you homeschool a child, there are certain procedures and stuff that you go by. So it feels something like that. So it's probably small to middle, okay? And again, it's business, but it's very casual, okay? And pays the rent and more.
Okay.
Good.
I have an idea, I think. That's why I was asking if somebody I know that have their own business or, like,
yeah.
I'll be working with somebody that's like a company like Wegmans or ShopRite or something like that.
It doesn't feel like a huge corporation. No,
okay.
Yeah, I want to say more like the family. Again, they're saying homeschool. Okay.
Okay, I know who it is.
Okay,
I got it.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling that.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. All righty, okay. Kelly. I'm going to see who that phone call was that I just got.
All righty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have you give us your information one more time on tonight's show because Pamela's gonna be on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern and she's gonna tell us what that is
right.
And how else to get a hold of her before we let her off.
Okay, all right. Well, to find all the information, including that show, because I do have a link on my website that says radio show, which also you know has Psychics Gone Wild on it too. It's www.PamelaCummins.com. My last name is Cummins. Okay, everybody wants .com. Everybody always wants to put a G, so just think no G. Okay, think the diesel fuel, if you can remember that.
Cummins engine, yes.
Yes. And the show is called The Love Channel Show. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The listener's call-in number is 646-478-0020, and I have Jody Ambrose on tonight, and we're going to be talking about relationshipy. So you know, and she's a riot. She is just so much fun. You know, I'm so glad the sun's out. Hopefully the weather stays good. Electricity, everything's on because we're going to have a blast. You know, she's got a little bit of a potty mouth, and she just says it like it is. And she has a great sense of humor. Really good
Alrighty.
Sense of humor.
Sounds good.
So,
and I might
right,
actually
so,
do it tonight, yes.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, we will see you again. And it's like, we're going to carry on here for another 30 minutes. And I don't know, I'm going to do random stuff and random readings and do some stuff with cards. And thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome. And, you know, and I'm sure you're going to do great with the Destiny cards. Okay, I will talk to you later.
I'm going to have fun. Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.
All righty. And let's see, I'm going to go ahead and take, we have caller from area code 831.
831, you're on live with us. And what I do is card readings. They're from the birth cards, destiny cards. And if you have a specific question, that's awesome. If not, if you just want a general reading, we can do that. But I do need, like, your month and day and how old you are this year. Area code 831? Okay, not here in area code 831 here. Not sure what's going on. They might be on mute, so I'm going to go ahead and put them back in queue. And let's see. We have a Skype caller, looks like, 1442. Hello. You're on live with us.
Yeah. Hi, Kelly. Do you have time to do a love match destiny card for me and the girl I like?
I do. We have got some time here, so just tell me what your day is. First of all, your day and age, and then what her day and age is.
My date of birth is 24th April 1978.
Okay, April 78, and what's the day of the month in April?
My date of birth is 24th April 1978. Did you get that?
April 4th. Okay, it's like the phone's kind of cutting out. It's like I'm hearing April 4th, 1978.
No, it's 24th.
No.
It's 24th, 2 and 4.
Ah, wow. I don't know. You sound really muffled or something. I'm struggling with this here. Okay, so I'm catching 78. 78 is the correct year. Okay, and then is April the month?
Yes, the month is April and 24.
Okay, there we go. April 24th. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, and that's yours. Okay. And then what's her date?
And my the girl I like, her date of birth is 2nd of April 1989.
Okay, so yours is April 24th of 78. Hers is April 2nd of 89. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, for the 24th, you are a 10 of clubs. Let's see here. And you also have a king of spades as your planetary ruler. It's like those are both really amazing cards. That's really good. Now, for her, she has... hers is a six of spades as a planetary or as a birth card, and then she's got an eight of diamonds. So she's got some really power cards there for her planetary ruler. We'll just kind of take a look. What is your current age?
I'm 35.
25. Okay. And she's 35.
No, 35.
35. Okay. There we go. Okay. 35.
Yes.
Okay. And she is 24, right? Okay.
That's right.
All right. I was gonna say, all of a sudden, I realized it was like, man, you know, it's like I have two children born in that, or one child born in that year, but it's like two children born in the month of April. Okay. Well, let's take a look here and just see how you guys stack up and compare here, and how she sees you, how you see her, and we'll just kind of look at, karmically, what are some of the influences in terms of, you know, what are you guys doing together? Okay, because yours is the card actually called Mental Accomplishment. Very, very much, very much you want complete and unrestrained freedom, you know, to do what you choose when you choose to do it. It's like you come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got a really powerful mind, and you have a consuming desire for more knowledge, and it really makes you progressive and very successful in this lifetime. You do have to learn to regain control of your mind, which kind of has developed a life of its own. I'm like going, okay, that's funny. Sometimes you complain about sleeping or having trouble sleeping because, you know, your mind just won't shut off. It's like, you know, you just have all these thoughts that go through it. You know, think of like the little hamster running on the wheel at night. But the best path back to self-mastery is just to direct your mind into what's called right motives, you know, higher principles, hard work. Because you're really one of the cards, you need hard work and to keep busy to really be happy. In relationship, though, because you're so independent and powerful and creative, there's sometimes some difficulties a little bit with long-term relationships. The ones who realize really the success potential of your card, it's like, you know, you have this undeniable thirst for love, and love has its own truth, and that, you know, you've got to contend with that. Love always wants more of itself. But it really requires making a commitment, and this is where it's sometimes challenging for you. It's either, and it can be either you or your partner that's having a problem making that commitment. It's like, sometimes, you know, sometimes if you're not a person that's, you know, if you're the one saying, no, I don't have a problem making commitment, it's like the other person, though, it's like the other person's having a problem. Sometimes you bring people in who mirror that, okay? So it's like one or the other, there's going to be a little bit of, you know, up and down with that. But you really also, you've got a strong career and work drive that, you know, few, if any, of you guys are going to sacrifice, you know, that career and that work for the sake of a personal relationship. But, you know, if you do sacrifice, you know, some of that career energy, and if I can put it into marriage, you manage to maintain your career while, you know, that wife does take care of domestic responsibilities. So, you know, it's like there's always a trade-off. It's like, you know, anytime you're in a relationship, you do kind of lose, I shouldn't say lose a little bit of your freedom, you know, and that's really what it all comes down to, is because, you know, we all want to be independent, you know, and it's hard to be independent and be in a relationship at the same time. It's really, they're kind of, it's a hard balance, I'll just put it that way. But with her being that six, let's see how you guys relate here. Ah, there we go. Very first one is a Venus connection, and that's the love planet. So it's like, you know, there's very much an attraction there. Your second connection, the way you're seeing it, there is a Saturn. There's a Saturn connection, which is a learning. You know, it's like in some way, shape, and form, it's like, you know, she's going to teach you some things, you're going to teach her some things. You know, but you both have things to learn from each other. It's like, you know, it's not, you know, one person comes in and says, well, I'm the teacher in this, you know, you're going to learn this. It's like, no, it's got to be really a two-way street with you guys, okay? You've also got a Neptune connection, which is like, you know, kind of that, you might have a little bit of a psychic connection with her. It's like, you know, it's really kind of a positive thing, because it's kind of like, you know, as you know, if you guys are into a relationship, you kind of have a kind of like a mind-reading act, I'll say, with each other. You can kind of look at each other and kind of know, you know, what the other person is thinking about. Your fourth connection, the way you're seeing it, is this Jupiter connection. And that's really a fortunate one. It's the blessed one. And it's like with that, you know, with those blessings, it's like, it's kind of like the two of you together can accomplish more than, you know, each of you can apart. It's like, it's like the Gestalt theory is like the whole is more than the sum of the parts, okay, if that makes sense. And then your very last one is a Saturn one again, but it's in the spiritual. So you guys have got some stuff coming forward from a past life that, you know, you're needing to discharge that. And it's like, and that again, because of that Saturn, it's more of a, you were either like a parent and child, or, you know, it's like somehow whether one of you guys was, you know, father, it's like that father energy from past life. But there's some stuff that you really need to look at, and it's like, you know, you're here to kind of finish up that pattern together from before and go forward. In terms of attraction, it's like it's really positive. You got a positive three, which is really good, because this scale goes like, you know, from a positive 10 to a negative 10. So the fact that you're above a zero on it, it's like three is a good attraction. The intensity, you know, the intensity is like how much you fight, and it's like really not, because there's a one there. So you guys really kind of, you know, are pretty well balanced, get along. It's like, you know, you harmonize, you do very well. And your overall compatibility is also a three, which is good. It's a very, very good thing. Just take a look at it from her point of view here and see how, you know, she's, because a lot of times it'll flip some of these around a little bit. She, again, okay, that Venus is in the very first position, so, you know, definitely that's there. Her second connection, the way she sees you, is Jupiter. You're a very fortunate, you know, person for her to have in her life. Now, her third connection is that Saturn in the spiritual, so it's higher up on her placement. So it's like kind of more important to her to, you know, to have that spiritual connection and kind of, you know, be working on the, you know, that discharging that. Now, the other two are very different. It's like she's got a Neptune, but it's, you know, you sees it from a Neptune with a spiritual connection, again, a past life, and also a Venus in the spiritual in the past life. So she's got three of her connections, you know, the way she sees you is with spiritual connections in the past, in past lives. And again, she's got, you know, a three attraction, you know, very good. The intensity there is like a zero. She's probably not going to argue with you, you know, much at all. And compatibility is even higher for her. It's like it's a five. So it's very positive. You know, so I would just, you know, say looking at this, you guys really and truly, you can, you know, of course, there's always free will. You know, you can make what you want to of it. But just there's a lot of positive things there. You know, there's some good love connections, and especially, you know, like in those in the spiritual, there's some past life things, you know, to that you guys need to get together and kind of, you know, finish up. It's like, you know, wrap up the loose ends, that kind of thing. So really and truly, you know, it's I see it as really a positive. You know, it's like it looks like it would be a very, very good relationship. But again, that's if the two of you, you know, want to go forward and work at it, you know, because there's always that. You know, it's like you always have, no matter how good the cards are with somebody, either one or the other, you know, can choose and say, well, I'm not sure I want to work on that. But those are the primary reasons that she would be in your life and you would be in hers. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thanks a lot. And I wanted to ask, do you think we have it in us to have a long-term relationship in terms of getting married and then making it last forever?
Oh, that happily ever after. Okay, let me look at something a little different there. Again, I'm going to look at it from the way, I'll look at it from the way you see it, and then I'm going to look at it the way she sees it here. So I'm going to start with that 10 and just see where she falls in there. I'm just going to look at like the long range connections here. Okay, let me see up there. Okay. In terms of lifelong stuff, okay, you know, I'll say that, you know, first of all, I'm going to say, you know, anything's possible. Let me see where you're really at this year. Okay, and yours, you guys both just had your birthday, so this is April, May, June. So you guys are actually, I think, in both of you in your Venus time frame. Your card, your personal card for this year, interestingly enough, is Three of Hearts. Which is, it can be changeable, you know, like a change of heart, you know, changeableness. It's like, or there's going to be more than one love possibility, or there's some kind of like, you know, triangle going on, not sure. But yeah, there's, I don't know, that's really interesting. And I know the creativity is really high there with the threes, because the threes are about, you know, about high creativity with things. But let me just see if there's anything else there. Part of it is you've got a strong desire to learn about love and intimate relationships and friendships, mostly through experimentation. So your mind is involved with your heart matters, and you may expect many changes in the romantic area, and it's likely the cause of many different experiences with love and friendships. If you're in this position to be wanting a new relationship, it's going to be a year filled with variety. It means, you know, you're likely to have more than one person to love at different times of the year. It comes up in people spreads who are just getting back into relationships after a time of, you know, either being without one. Often you need a year or so to get familiar with, like, who's available, discover what you're really looking for. There can be times of confusion and indecision, but that's just kind of part of the process, you know, getting enough information to really make an informed decision. Now, if you're not looking for a new relationship, you know, but, you know, obviously, you know, you kind of sort of are, because this is, you know, you're not committed in this relationship yet. It could also indicate meeting, you know, new interesting people in the year, or just having some kind of prolonged element of indecision in your existing love situation. Sometimes Three of Hearts can be fears about not getting enough love. And if that's the case, you know, you might be able to see that, you know, you're having some indecision or uncertainty about commitment, and that might be, you know, the root of the worries, okay? But the year, your keywords for it this coming year is a year of experimentation in love and friendships, indecision in those areas, and you're also, it's just a year of learning about love. So, you know, the fact of where she's at with she's younger, it's like, and what I will say is, the brain, okay, this is strictly from the medical model, okay, the human brain doesn't totally mature until it's 25 years old. And this is why, you know, people will say, you know, don't get married between the ages, you know, of like 18 and 22, because people go through the biggest personality changes of their lives. And this is also something that, you know, car insurance places, you know, found out. It's like, this is why your insurance rate dropped, you know, when you're 25, because there's this, you know, and like, say, science caught up with it and said, oh, there's a portion of your brain that doesn't fully mature until you're 25 years old. Well, imagine that, you know. It's like, but like, say, insurance companies picked up on it, but it's something within the brain where, you know, you take less risks, you're more settled, you know, that kind of stuff. And she just flat out may not quite be ready. You know, she may not quite be ready to, you know, to make that lifelong commitment. So it's like, you know, I would say give her, you know, give her a little bit of space, you know, give her a little bit of time, you know, to think about stuff. And, you know, and that might be where some of that indecision, you know, for you is coming. It's like, you know, it's hard to wait. It's hard to wait when you see somebody, it's like, oh, I really like being in a relationship. But it's got to be both people in agreement with that, okay? Where she's at this year, she's got a 4 of clubs in her long range. So she is really looking, you know, for stability. Maybe she's a student. Maybe she's studying something. Now, it is interesting that, you know, she's got a queen of hearts. She's as her in her Venus time frame. So, you know, she's looking to get married. But it may not be. There's some other things that she's got. I'll just say that she's got going. With that 4 of clubs, and that's her long range, like I say, she may be in some field of study. You know, she may be, like, going to school or and somehow involved in, you know, learning things, something like that. And it's like, you know, marriage, this, you know, exactly this year might not be precisely, you know, what she thinks is in her best interest, you know, that type of stuff. For her, it's a year of mental stability, just general satisfaction in all, you know, affairs and that kind of stuff. She's looking for maintaining inner peace that it's just going to allow things to go the best for her. So it's a very positive influence for her because the mind is usually the source of our problems. That's true, you know, as you think it, so be it, you know, type of thing. She can apply that with great success to any intellectual endeavor, like, you know, if she's writing, teaching, learning new subjects, she's going to have a lot of satisfaction with that. The only negative side of the card for her is a tendency to be mentally fixed or narrow-minded. But, you know, it's like if things are going well for somebody, it's like, you know, why should we change them? You know, the old thing, if it ain't fixed, you know, or if it isn't broken, why fix it? Okay. So her key words are, it's a year for her of satisfaction and all affairs, mental stability, organizational ability, and sometimes stubbornness. Okay, so she's got some of that going on this year. Okay, for her, and it's like, you know, like I say, it's looking at it from both directions. It's like, you know, it's not just what do you want, but it's also, you know, what does she want? So, I don't know. That's my best call on it today. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thanks a lot. I'll listen to the archive again and then try to make more sense out of it, Kelly.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye.
You betcha. Bye. All righty. Let's see. We'll see if we got 831 on here just yet. And, whoops. All right. Having a blog moment there. Technical difficulties there. 831, are you on with us yet today?
I am. My name is Lisa.
You
I'm calling from California. I am.
Hey.
What information do you need?
Okay. What we need to look at is... just, you know, like what's well, depends on what your question is partially, but what is your month and day and then your current age? Month through your birth and then just your current age.
Month is March, day is 6, age is 48.
Okay, day is 48. Okay, so you've been through that midlife crisis, and that hit about age 45, which is about 3 years ago. Okay, bet you experienced some shakeups and stuff. Let's see. March 6th, you are, right, you are 4 states, let's see here, I'm just going to take notes here because I flip around and stuff and it's like, lose things here. Okay, so you're 4 states and you have a 5 of hearts as your planetary ruler. So just looking at that real quick, do you have any specific question that you want to ask?
Well, I'm currently in a beautiful relationship right now and I felt a really big shift in, I don't know how to say it, a shift yesterday, and not in our relationship, but just overall, and I'm looking for a career, so whatever you got for me, I am, if we're going to get married, if we're moving in, what's going on?
Okay, what's his birthday, what's his month and day and year here?
He is 4/14. And he's 42.
And he's 42. Okay, 4/14. There's a day that's near and dear to my heart. My dog. I have a daughter born on that day. Okay. Let's see. And that is, okay, so he's a 7 of diamonds. He's a 7 of diamonds to your 4 of spades. Now, that's an interesting combo. Okay, so let's see here. And what is his planetary ruler?
Look in there, Aries. Okay, so we got an Aries and a Pisces here together. Wow. What amazingness. Okay, and it's a Nine of Clubs. So we got Seven of Diamonds, Nine of Clubs for him. All right, 48, 42. So there's a six-year span there. Okay. I will say that any time there's like six-year span, it's like I'm not sure. I'd have to look up in the Chinese astrology. I know that any time there is a difference of 6 years, sometimes that can be a little conflictive. Like there may be areas of the relationship that you just find yourself polar opposites at the end of stuff. And it's like sometimes it's those areas where, you know, you kind of, I'll say you agree to disagree, okay? And sometimes
yes.
That's the best you can do, you know, you can do with some of those. It's just like, it's okay. And it's like, you know, he's got that opinion on that and I've got this opinion on this. And, you know, that song that Pamela had, you know, it's, you know, there's no good guys, there's no bad guys, it's just you and me and we just disagree, you know. And it's like, and you're going to have that in this relationship, just, you know, some of that, okay, going on.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay, just want to take a look, though, and see. We're going to look at both directions, and I'm thinking that I'm going to look at it first in the seven, because I'm thinking the Seven of Diamonds is one of those, I'll say, unusual cards. Yes, that's what I thought. Okay. Those cards kind of belong to a separate, what they call a separate family. It's called a semi-fixed card. It's a special family of the seven cards that are uniquely different cards. They fall into kind of a different category. They've got a special mark on their lives, and this is him, okay? He can be very stubborn, but also very extremely creative. Some of them are destined to become, you know, millionaires in this life if they know how to access the high side of this, because it's a spiritual money card. You know, by suit, that diamond, you know, he's always going to be connected with money. As a spiritual member, he's got to maintain this non-attached attitude about money or he will experience continual problems in the monetary area. So it's one or the other. It's like feast or famine. Either he's going to be worrying about money all the time and, you know, and not having as much as he wants, or not worrying about it and having as much as he likes, okay? Regardless of that, many of his life lessons come through the avenue of finances. Close relationships. Now, what I was talking about, this special family of those seven, there's a Nine of Hearts, Ace of Clubs, Two of Hearts, Jack of Hearts, Eight of Clubs, and King of Spades that all, you know, go tie in with the seven. It's like, and those, you know, you get those people of those cards together, and it's like they're phenomenal. It's really amazing the things they can do together. So for his business relationships, if he's in business with somebody like that, they will likely do really, really well. The other avenue for him to learn his life lessons is close relationships. You know, family, friends, lovers, uh-huh. Those are important to a Seven of Diamonds. He's got ties, you know, close ties, for better or worse, with family, sharing their trials, you know. He's got this high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for his family and other close relationships. There's very little he wouldn't do on behalf of his parents or family. It's one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, and as such, you know, that success comes from approaching life in ways other than traditional or materialistic. The most successful with that Seven of Diamonds is going to be the ones who live in the faith that their needs are always going to be provided for. You know, and he's got some restlessness, though. He makes make frequent changes either in occupation or location, you know, geographically. His love life, okay, entails some sacrifice and disappointments until he learns to let others go and be as they are. In the spiritual studies, he's going to find inner satisfaction and validation for his own intuition. Once on a spiritual path, everything in his life is put into proper perspective and he can excel in any chosen field. He does have, at age 42, what I will say is coming up for him, he's going to go through that midlife crisis, because when a person hits 44, it's what's called their pre-birth year, and it's kind of like related to being in pregnancy. It's like, you know, when they first came into the planet, it's like, you know, the first 9 months you spend inside your mom, and it's kind of like, oh, golly, 90 seconds, man, this flew. Okay. I might have you call back and ask this, you know, ask this question again. You know, let's do the continuing story. And it's like, next time bring a paper and pen, and we'll write some of this stuff down going on here. But, yeah, I'll talk as much as I can here. But in relationships, it revolves around letting go of personal attachments. You know, that's him, and having a more spiritual approach to love. Just real quick, the two of you, 3 seconds, love you guys. Okay. With that four, your first connection is a Venus, so that's where that love is coming in. There's a karmic lesson card in the spiritual, okay? And there's also, there's two of those. Oh, my goodness. He's got three of those. So, and then there's also a Mars card. So it's like he's got karmic, you know, the way he sees it, there's a karmic lesson spiritual, and then in this life. So it's like something there is cosmic. I'm sorry, not comic, yeah, no, cosmic. There's cosmic lessons. There we go. God, my language, sorry. It's going to be something, you know, unique like that. So I'm just going to say, you know, it's like, please do. Call back in the next time we're on. And, well, we are on tomorrow, but it's like I'm not on until, like, Sunday and Tuesday here. 10 seconds. So it's like I'm going to let you go. And it's like call us back in 773-897-6461. And do call back and let us know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.